This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Weld County commissioner is looking to challenge Colorado's new abortion access law. Republican Lori Sain is proposing that the county become Colorado's first, quote, human life sanctuary. Her measure would build the foundation for a lawsuit claiming the state overstepped its authority.
I know what they're trying to do. They're actually trying to stop sanctuary counties and cities with that bill because they already anticipated this is the ruling that was going to be handed down.
Sain is introducing the measure in the wake of a leaked Supreme Court opinion that suggests Roe v. Wade will be overturned later this year. She's currently a candidate to represent Colorado's new 8th Congressional District. State lawmakers want to put Colorado on a path toward a statewide recycling program. A bill at the state capitol would require companies that make packaging for food and consumer goods help cover the cost of recycling their products. Backers argue companies that create waste should help pay to deal with it. Opponents say it will just end up raising prices for consumers. For the first time in 12 years, the Denver Broncos will play a regular season game in Europe. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The last time the Broncos played at London's Wembley Stadium was in 2010, when they lost to the San Francisco 49ers on Halloween. Nearly 84,000 people attended that game. This October, they'll take on a Jacksonville team that has already played in Europe 8 times, more than any other NFL franchise. Fans who want to watch the game from Denver, though, they'll have to get up early to see it. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 in the morning. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 62 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.